It's time again for your letters, and we've got producer Christopher Johnson on tap. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farah.
Well, neither sleet nor snow nor a federal holiday this week, plus 100-degree-plus temperatures in parts of the West, has stopped our listener email. So let's get started. What have you got?
Well, earlier this week, you spoke with actor Blair Underwood, along with Tananarive Due and Stephen Barnes. Now, y'all discussed a sexy new mystery novel they've just written titled Casa Negra. Now, here's Tananarive cracking everybody up during that lively conversation.
I think when we look at this story, there are pieces of all of us in there, although we'll never say which ones. I don't think any of us has ever been a sex worker. I can speak for myself. And
Well, that's right. Let's clarify that now.
No actual money change.
Now, funny as that may have been for Rye, Nate Calgill of Nashville was not amused. He wrote, "So what was the motivation behind featuring Casa Negra? You do realize that thousands of deserving, accomplished, skilled novelists would love to have this kind of exposure. Novelists who don't spend their writing time chasing dollar bills. Get real, NPR."
Oh, Nate, I know you've been listening when we interviewed pioneering Nigerian novelist Chinua Achebe or the Caribbean Novelist Writers Conference organizer Colin Channer and Kwame Dawes. We just like to mix it up here at News & Notes, and for real, Casa Negra is beautifully written.
We also got some less than satisfied mail about an interview you did with two men from Call Me Mister. Now, that's a program that trains, certifies, and gets teaching jobs for black men in South Carolina's public schools. Jason Nall from Homestead, Florida, is a former public school teacher who had some problems with that segment, and he wrote this. "You made the point about white people having trouble with the opinion that only black men, as teachers, can completely develop the black child's self-esteem, confidence, and identity. And the responses by the gentleman were flat-out reverse racism and way wrong."
Jason, we did cover similar responses to yours at length in a previous segment on mentoring and in a letter segment that follows. But remember, I acknowledge the controversy. I asked the question. I didn't provide the answer. So we report. You let us know what you think. Always feel free to drop us a line and go to our blog News and Views. That's nprnewsandviews.org, no spaces, because we're going to open this one up to online comments as well. Christopher?
Here's part of what your guest Mark Joseph had to say. Mark is a fifth grade teacher who graduated from Call Me Mister, where he now mentors.
On the television screens, our children, they are bombarded with so many different images of rappers, of entertainers, of African-American males and females, and so many negative likes. Our children, you know, not just black kids, but all kids need to be able to see African-American mentors in a positive light.
And finally, here's a note from Michelle Brooks in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. She writes, "I just had to drop you a line to say how grateful I am for your show. I live in central Pennsylvania and did not find many media outlets that provide the same level of stimulating, thought-provoking opinions and information, especially with an African-American perspective. It's such a refreshing reminder that there is not one correct way to think if you are African-American."
That's it for letters today, but please keep them coming. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. It helps if you tell us where you're writing from and how to say your name.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
And hey, don't forget about our News and Views blog.
You can also post your comments there by going to nprnewsandviews.org. That's no spaces, nprnewsandviews.org. Thanks, Christopher.
Anytime, Farah.